They reined up 100 yards from the dock, in the shadow of a warehouse whose far end faced the bay.
Renita, you and Empty will stay here with the horses. Lobo, you and me should be able to board that ship without being seen. But once aboard, we don't know how many of the outlaws we'll be facing. No shooting if we can avoid it. If there's no other way, we'll go over the side and swim for it. Ready?
See.
Keeping within the shadow of the building, they crept as near the front of the warehouse as they dared.
We don't have any idea what's ahead of us, and we may not have much time.
They ran across the dock, thankful that the gangplank was in shadow. Apparently, the upper deck was devoted only to cargo. Recalling what Renita had said about being locked in a cabin on the lower deck, Wes began looking for a way down. When he found it, there was only a dark hole with a ladder. Somewhere below, there was a light, and Wes started down, El Lobo right behind him. Wes dropped the last few feet to the lower deck, followed by El Lobo. Lead sang off one of the iron rungs of the ladder. Wes drew his gun. El Lobo had drawn his Colt, but there were no more shots. The two captive women were imprisoned in an iron cage at the far end of the lower deck. There were two narrow bunks along one wall, and a slop jar, and nothing more. The two women had been stripped, and there were scabbed over sores on their bare backs where they'd been beaten. One of the girls was clearly Mexican, while the other could have been American.
Palo! Palo El Fuego!
Tamara, I have come for you.
Oh, Palo, it is too late. I have been defiled.
Wes was going through the pockets of the dead outlaw. He found a handful of gold coins, several of which bore the image of the dragon. Among them was a key. Quickly, he inserted it in the lock, opened the barred door, and swung it wide. Without a word, the other girl sprang out the door, ran to the distant hatch, and disappeared up the ladder. The shouts were evidence enough that the dock workers had come to their senses and were sounding the alarm. To Wes, it seemed that Tamara was in shock, for she gripped the iron bars of the cell door and stared at El Lobo as though he had risen from the dead.
Pry her loose from those bars and let's get out of here. We're trapped on this lower deck. There'll be hell to pay.
His harsh words broke the spell. El Lobo seized the naked Tamara and, shoving her ahead of him, ran toward the iron-rung ladder that led to the upper deck. El Lobo gave Tamara a shove, starting her up the ladder, but her bare feet slipped. El Lobo caught her.
Get up there and I'll lift her up to you.
In an instant, El Lobo was up the ladder.
I'll lift you as far as I can.
Wes lifted her and El Lobo was able to reach her. Wes scrambled up the ladder to the deck, but it was almost too late. Wes drew his Colt, firing over their heads to frighten them. The return fire told them that the plan hadn't worked.
In among the freight!
He led the way while El Lobo and Tamara followed. They ducked behind barrels and crates as lead sang over their heads.
Over the side!
El Lobo wasted no time. He seized Tamara and they went over the rail, disappearing in the blackness below.